Welcome to Invasion of Privacy. I'm Kate Wolf, and today I have a returning guest who hasn't been here for a while. Mike Cross is here.
Hey, Kate. How you doing?
I'm good. Thanks for coming.
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
We've really missed you. I've had a lot of listeners asking about where you are. We're going to fill them all in.
Sure.
But it's so nice to have you here.
Thank you. It's so good to be back.
And before we get started, I am recording in the amazing, beautiful Pinch Recording Studios. I'm going to give you more info at the end, because if you have a podcast you want to record or you want to record anything musically, this would be the place to go. And also, I started a Patreon account where you can help donate per month to help me live, support me, do the podcast, and just help to support me create my healing events that I'm doing, because I just moved and I could use a lot of support helping to afford to live. So it's patreon.com/thekatewolf, and you can literally donate $1 a month. That would just be appreciated. And I've already had two amazing people that I shouted out last week, so thank you to them. And yeah, so please support me there if you can. But hi, Mike.
Hey, Kate, you know what's funny is you even mentioned that, because you have like a really strong fan, people who support you. Like, I never had Twitter or Instagram when I I came on right when I got it, and like all your followers hit me up and they were really nice. And
I have to say, the listeners of this podcast are the most amazing, beautiful
they really
people.
Are.
Because I think, since we talk a lot about spirituality, emotional growth, it really gets the people who have really big hearts and are on this journey, mm-hmm. whether or not they're into the spiritual shit or not, they're pretty open-minded. And I have to say, just their emotional support, even on Instagram, the comments you guys leave me, they're amazing and they help lift me up. And I know that you get a lot of
thing.
It.
Yeah. So if, yeah, I know there's a couple of people like,
you shout him out.
No,
do
yeah.
It.
There's Alex, I think Alex, and there's one guy, Jam. Do you know any of these? You don't know, obviously. But they hit me up, and they were like really nice. They're like, "Hey, I always like listening to you. When are you going to be on?" Even to this day, I have people hit me up being like, "Hey, when are you going to be on again?" It's crazy.
I know. Well, I've gotten it too. I've gotten some emails like, "I want to hear from Mike Cross. Where's he been?"
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm going to let you get into it, and
sure.
we'll have our conversation. But
And if I didn't follow any of your followers, if I didn't follow you back, hit me up on Mike Cross Comedy, and I'll follow you back. I apologize. I tried to do the best. I don't want anyone to feel less than like I didn't follow him or anything.
Oh, you're the best.
Yeah. So hit Mike Cross Comedy for Twitter and the gram.
So yeah. So Mike Cross is back. For those of you who just started listening and you haven't heard any of Mike's episodes, you have to listen to one of his first ones, Pooping in Closets.
Oh, God.
It's literally, I think I played it for Shane.
Really?
Yeah. Shane was dying. But,
Man.
Yeah. So Mike has quite the personality, and you're also very open about sharing your experiences.
Sure.
And finding the humor in it. Usually, sometimes, you know, you're going to get into what you've been going through, and mm-hmm. sometimes it's not so easy to laugh in the moments, but I'm going to let you lead it for the most
part.
That's
nice of you. Thank you.
Because yeah, I think when you're about to share some stuff that's very personal and intense, and I think it has to be up to you what you want to share, you know? So
yeah,
do you want to start with where you've
sure.
been?
And let me just say right now, you know, you do have a good energy to be able to share this stuff with. And that makes me very happy that I feel comfortable to do that around you. And you're a good friend of mine. Thank you.
I know, I'm already getting emotional before
I
start.
I love you. Thank you very much.
I love you. And I, you know, I look into things very deeply, but even your last name, Cross, because the cross is a symbol
sure.
of healing and love. And yes, I mean, people associate the cross with Jesus being persecuted, but it's really about, you know, what is a sin really mean? It's really like going into these dark places within yourself and embracing them without the shame, and knowing that healing is real and love is real, and having compassion to yourself, no matter what you do or the thoughts you have. It's about, there are always new beginnings. Each day is a new one. So I think even your name has been, there's something special about the name.
Yeah.
And you know what's so funny? Before you get started too,
sure.
I was watching some of the clips of the Invasion of Privacy YouTube channel.
Yeah.
And I was watching one clip where I kind of talked about the council of light beings that I talked to. And
yeah.
I said to Joe, I was like, "You're on it." And you're like, "What about me?" I was like, "I don't know." And I was like, "Oh my God, I'm such a dick." Like, you are, you know, in the last however many months, seeing you know, what you've been going through really has, you know, made me appreciate, not, I always appreciated you. You've always been a good friend, but I've really been in awe of your strength and your candidness with, anyway, I'm going to let you take
over. Yeah,
no,
of course. I guess I'm going to talk about getting sober.
Yeah, well, you have to start them somewhere because
yeah, we can't just start
I don't
in
think
the
middle. They, I don't, I didn't really even know that you had a drinking slash drug problem.
You know,
you kind of hit it from me.
I kind of hit it.
From everyone, probably.
Well, I got in a lot of trouble when I was younger. You know, I have DUIs. You know, I'm grateful I never hurt anyone. Driving, killing anyone, killing myself. You know, I went to jail for one of them. I just, when I started drinking, I couldn't really stop. You know, I it's gross, man. Like I would, I knew I would black out sometimes. So like, I gotta prepare. Like what I would do is I would dress up in a suit before I went out. So in case if someone found me blacked out on the street, they would think I was important.
Oh, wow.
And help me, you know?
So you planned for the blackout.
Planned some weird stuff, you know? And I always felt less than because like I have dyslexia. And it was like really, I guess I'm crying.
First of all, you know me. I know I'm very art teacher dorky, but honestly, for me, crying is, first of all, one of the most healing things ever.
Sure.
And I think it's a sign of strength because we hold back so much of our pain and our struggle throughout our lives, and we cry. Like, I cry a lot.
Yeah.
And I think, yeah, so don't, you know me. I'm
sure,
not
no,
judging
I always, yet. No, of course. I always felt less than because I have dyslexia. I remember, like, being in, like, fourth grade, and, like, I was just failing everything, and, like, I didn't know why I couldn't like get the schoolwork, and I didn't feel stupid like in general, but I just didn't understand why I couldn't get it. And then even at that young age, I knew there was like a power greater than myself that like why I couldn't understand this, like why I couldn't, you know, I couldn't read or do this or that. And like my whole life throughout school, I kicked out of like every school, you know, middle school, high school, you know, cause I didn't like school. I couldn't get it. So,
well, know. I think the public school system is a lot to blame for that kind of stuff because I think there are a ton of children who have, whether it's dyslexia or other quote unquote learning disabilities, I hate even calling it that.
Yeah.
That, I don't know. I think it doesn't do a lot of service to people who think in a different way.
Yeah. And like, I always would worry about like the wrong thing. I remember one time with my buddy and we were like eating like ham sandwiches and I was like, look at this bread and it's all moist and the cheese isn't even like real cheese. I'm going to talk to the guy who made this. This is ridiculous. I remember my buddy turned to me and he's like, yeah, man, like we're in jail right now. Like we got put, he's like, what are you worried about the ham sandwich for?
Wow.
We got bigger problems. You're worried about this ham. I couldn't let the ham sandwich go.
It's where you're replacing the energy.
Yeah, sure. 100%. Yeah. But like, I couldn't, like, that's the way my mind, yeah. I was always worried about like the one thing. And I would always think about like now I don't think like this, but I would, you know, like I was kind of afraid. I have a Midwest accent and like, nah, it's not heavy, but I would like always really try to like hide it and not say like hard A's or mom or whatever it is, how I said it. And like, oh, I don't want to sound Midwest and whatever. I'll sound like an idiot. Like, nah, I don't really give a fuck.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit that, you know what I mean? Or I think about like if I met someone, oh, did I shake their hand too long or this or that? Or nah, I don't care. Hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Good to see you. You know what I mean? Like the things that used to make me crazy or think about, I don't think about anymore. You know what I mean? But I mean, that's, I guess, down later in the road. But yeah, I would say things got really weird, man, for me. You know, I was hooking up with, I was hooking up with trans hookers for a minute.
Hold on. That was a big jump. Hold on. Mike,
what?
Okay, because I'm trying to piece this all together,
sure.
Too. Because I actually don't, I know a lot, but I don't know the timeline. And I do want to say for people who are listening as well that you are divorced.
I'm divorced. It was after my divorce.
Okay, okay. That's what I'm saying. Because remember,
yeah.
That's why I laugh, because you just did a jump that was very like,
yeah, sure.
We'll go back to that, everyone.
I forgot you have listeners and they
yeah,
know.
Yeah, because it's like, it's not just me and you right now.
Sure. That's where I'm at. I apologize.
No.
Where I'm at, me and you.
I want you to lead, but I'll jump in places like that. So in this time, Mike is now divorced. We're not going to go too much into that. When did the trans hookers thing happen? Was that when was that?
After, it all started with, I guess, I hooked up with a hooker one night and,
after the divorce?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, okay.
And, she wasn't trans, but there's definitely was like a post-op, like she definitely had surgery. Like her body felt very and like tough and masculine, and she had like scars on her chest. Obviously there's nothing wrong with it. I'm just saying, like, it was like the vagina was like really weird, and I could just tell that it wasn't, you know, that the surgeries had been done.
Yeah.
Like very kind of shouldery. I'm just saying, I could tell from that. And I did that, and I remember being—
And how did that happen, though? Like, were you drunk?
Got her on Craigslist, yeah.
So you were drunk and you were on cocaine?
Yeah.
And why did you go to Craigslist? Like, you just wanted to have—
Sex. For me, towards the end, it became sex. No, it became booze, drugs, sex. All became one thing.
So you were probably just looking to feel something,
yeah.
Like to really just escape. So it kind of just got very heightened at that point.
Yeah. And then I did that and I was like, well, you know, I might as well, I thought, well, okay, so I might as well. Then the next night or a couple nights later, I was looking on Craigslist and I thought like, well, I basically kind of slept with the dude a little bit. So I'll get like a trans person to come over because they were like a little cheaper than regular people, like $40 cheaper. So I did that. And I don't know. And I had this really weird thing to where obviously there's nothing wrong with being trans. I'm supportive. I'm just. And this really weird thing too, when they came over, I was really scared to ask people to wash their hands, like a germ thing. And that was like this comes back like the ham sandwich and being thinking, like I was just so terrified of—
So you're like having sex with a transsexual hooker on Craigslist, but you're worried about the germs on their hands.
Yeah.
So it's the ham sandwich where you're like,
ham sandwich.
You're focusing on this one thing.
Yeah, that's insane.
Right.
It's
well,
insane.
I mean, I think a lot of people can relate, not to that extreme, but where things are kind of going on in their life, but they're focused on, oh my God, did I turn the oven off? I turn the oven off? Or whatever the thing is.
And then I'd ask them to put on dishwashing gloves instead.
No, really?
Swear to God. Because I thought, like—
Because of the germs.
The germs. Because I thought that it was more embarrassing to ask them to wash their hands than it was to put on dishwashing gloves. I swear to God. How nuts is
and
that?
And do they even ask questions,
no,
or they're just
no
being
one
paid,
was like
so
they don't even. I mean, I'm sure that's out of all the things that probably wasn't the weirdest thing. It was probably normal compared to other people. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
And what's going through your head in those moments? Like, are you just like
when I had the insanity
when they're there? Is there a part of your brain going, oh my fucking God, this is happening? Or are you just so in that you're just like in?
I guess I'm so in and not even worried about it. Like not even thinking, you know, that's the thing, man, is that like, it just became a thing where like, I would just get fucked up and I'd want to have sex. It didn't matter who it was. It could have been my aunt and I would have hit on her like, so you grew up with my mom, huh? You know what I mean? Like, what, it doesn't matter. Like it didn't matter who it was. It was insane.
Because at that point, it's really about that spike that you're looking for. Yeah.
My roommate, I remember one day my roommate was like, hey man, like why do we have so many dishwashing gloves? I was terrified. I literally didn't know what to say. And I was like, oh, hey man, I'm doing a lot of cleaning lately. And he was like, oh, okay. Like this is weird. You know what I mean? Like why do you have like 10 pairs of dishwashing gloves?
Were they doing stuff to your body that involved the gloves?
Yeah.
That was another thing too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are you? Do you want to share or no?
I mean, I think it's pretty obvious. They're sticking a finger up my butt.
So you had him put a whole glove on instead of one. Is that why you were worried about
like
the sanitation?
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just learning a lot. But there's no judgment from, you know me. First of all, this isn't the first time I'm hearing some of the details, but yeah. I'm not, there's no judgment, you know,
sure.
And I know that you carry a lot of your own self-judgment in a way. I think it's getting better, but yeah, there's no judgment for me. It's just, I think it's, and I know we're going to keep going, but I think it's just really cool that you spiraled into that place, but then are getting out of it. Like, you're already out of it for the most part, but you're still doing a lot of work around it. And I think it's really inspiring because most people aren't honest the way you are. And you're sharing this right now on a podcast.
But
yeah, but I, you know, I think it's really brave. But yeah, keep going. So,
yeah, that was just like insanity. And then...
How often was this happening?
How often?
How often were you drinking, doing cocaine, whatever? And then how often were you getting a hooker or prostitute?
I mean, like, I guess I could ballpark it.
Sure.
5 nights a week.
Wow.
Maybe 4.
Yeah.
You know? But then the other days were just insanity of trying to sweat things out at the gym or trying to, what the fuck am I doing? And that's it, man. And then, like, you do it again and you're like, it was just insanity.
Yeah.
It was just so, it was such a quick spot to insanity where like I couldn't control it anymore, and I couldn't maybe control it before, but I guess I had a better handle on it before as opposed to now, you know.
Yeah.
So then after that trans, and after that I did that, I don't know, I was running low on money, and you know, I already kind of, you know, had sex with someone who had a penis. So I, you know, and then one night I called someone over to come over, and just like a dude showed up.
Accidentally?
I thought they were trans.
Oh, okay.
And just like a dude showed up like in a wig. Like he was messed up. He had like a wig on and like lipstick and, you know, like high heels and.
I wouldn't call that messed up, you ass.
Like, no, like...
But you're saying they were...
Not messed up in the sense of what he's doing is messed up. I'm saying the sense, like, he... To me, it got like some dude who's like, oh, yeah, I'm trans, and just like put on a fucking wig.
Oh, I hear what you're saying, where they weren't even trans.
That's
it was
like just some dude
just
with
a
wig on.
Got
like,
it.
You know what I mean? Like, it was weird.
I hear what you're saying.
And then he showed up, he had like lipstick on. Like, clearly he was all fucked up, was on the internet too, and was like, yeah, I'm totally trans. And just came over. He was wearing a flannel shirt.
Okay.
I remember opening the door up and being like, ah,
he just threw some
yeah.
shit together.
I
was like, sure.
Dude, you're not even trying here.
But
you
were
know
you,
what I mean?
Was this free now? Like, did you go to a, because, you know, before you were paying for this, did you get to a point since you didn't have money where you were just now looking for people to
well,
meet up with?
I'll get to that. Oh, this,
okay.
This one was paid. No, it was not.
This was not paid.
A fact of, okay, well, I paid for it. I can probably just not pay for it because I don't have any money.
So this is now not paid, where you just put
not
this
paid.
Out there. You're looking
yeah.
for someone who's transsexual, though.
Yeah.
And, okay.
Okay. And, yeah. So he just shows up, and I remember being angry. Like, come on, man. You got, like, a 5 o'clock shadow here. You know what I mean? Like, put a little effort into this, you know? But I did it. And, you know, it was really, I don't know. It's weird. I haven't done that because... I mean, it's funny, sure, that, you know, but it's also confusing and scary. And like, I did that. Like, I had him put on dishwashing gloves, by the way.
You can't skip that step.
No. I just thought I was gay.
And was that freaking you out? Like,
yeah, 100%. Like, I didn't know what to do. Like, I was just terrified all day. I'm like, oh, fuck, I banged the dude. Like, I'm gay. Like, I didn't know.
Do you, like, now when you look at it being sober,
mm-hmm.
do you consider yourself on the spectrum with sexuality?
I don't.
Really?
I now I feel like...
You feel straight now.
Yeah, as crazy as that sounds, I
no,
feel...
I mean, listen, everyone gets to say...
Like, I... Yeah.
But are you... I just hate the fucking labels because, like, you could be predominantly into women but still have an attraction that's even 20% to men. Or well, do you think it was just really fueled by drugs and alcohol?
I think it was fueled by drugs and alcohol. Like, I never really had, like, a really strong father figure. So I've always, like, identified with... Like, I've always, like, admired, like, Brad Pitt and those type of guys and, like, Tom Cruise and... But, like, never in, like, a sexual way, just, like, a big brother type situation. Someone, like, looking after me being like, hey, Mike, good job. You know what I mean? Like, but never... I mean, like, I think Joe's cool, but, like, I wouldn't want to bang him. You know what I mean? Like, there's no, like, sexual thing, but, like, I mean, hey, man, put six beers in me and an eight ball. Different story.
Yeah. Could well, be. You were just saying, even, you know, when you have the six beers and an eight ball, you could have sex with a family member. Doesn't really matter at that point.
It's insanity.
Yeah.
It's really sick.
But there's still so much judgment in your voice about it. And, you know, there's a reason why you were even escaping to drugs. You know, we don't have to get into childhood details. And I don't really know all of them anyway. But, you know, I'm just saying it from like a friend perspective. I hate sometimes when you describe it, you use words like sick and awful. Sure. And I'm not saying it wasn't an awful time for you. But
when I say that, we'll clarify that. I don't think there's anything wrong if you're a guy and you want to sleep with the dude or do this or whatever you want to do.
Even,
I think
even
that's
the
great.
Drug stuff, though, I'm not saying you should, you know, people should go and do it, but I'm saying like, there's no judgment on
no,
it.
No, sure, but I think it was, when I say sick and this, I'm basically talking about my mindset.
Yeah.
And
I get it.
I remember being up when the birds are chirping and looking for someone to come over and just cruising the internet and being like, what am I?
That, I hear what you're saying.
Is,
no, you're right.
No, of course. Not.
You weren't in a well, stable place.
Listen,
obviously.
If you want to bang a dude and do it or bang a trans or do what you want to do, I say, yeah, man, do it because you only live once. And it's like, it wasn't on my bucket list to bang a dude. But you know what? I wrote it on and I checked it off real quick. You know what I mean? Like, fuck it. You know what I mean? Like, hey, I'm glad I did it because I don't want to be 70 years old with people around me and they're like, oh, here's his last words. What is he going to say? And I'm going to be like, I wish I would have banged Steve. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want that. So I got it out of the way. That's how I look at it. Great. Yeah. You know what I mean? But yeah, so there's nothing wrong with that. But there is the way.
The way you
I was
were approaching
using,
it. Totally.
Using drugs and
I
alcohol.
Get what you're saying.
That to me is what I'm saying is bad. Then one time I didn't have any money, you know, and like cocaine makes you do just weird things in general. Like, you know, my buddy has this kid and like he asked me to like for his birthday party to like dress up in a bear costume. I remember being like, what am I doing with my life? Like this is why did I agree to this? For what, $50? This is insane, you know? I was like coked out of my mind. And then like one time I blew a dude for cocaine. So, you know, wide spectrum of things, I guess.
Yeah.
And then it's weird because after I just like, I thought, well, I hooked up with the dude. I did all this stuff. What does this matter?
Because it sounds like you would do something and you go, well, now I did that.
Now I did that.
So fuck it. I can do this, 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 and this. And it just spirals down deeper and deeper because you'll hit a certain almost rock bottom place in a sense. But then you would go, oh, I already did this. So fuck it. Now I can do this. And if you don't have money, but you really want to get coke or drugs.
And it was
whatever,
kind of like, it was kind of, if I'm being honest, it was kind of killing all birds with one stone. We're like, well, I'm probably gay. This guy is cocaine. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm killing all birds with one stone, you know?
Getting cocaine, getting some dick.
Sure, if you want to talk about it like that nature.
I thought that's what you were saying,
kind of. You know, it's funny. I'm my one buddy. He's like, dude, why was that like your first offer? I'm like, you think that was my first offer? Like, that's fucking nuts. At first, I was like, perhaps you have a load of laundry that needs done. You know what I mean? Like, or your kitchen needs to be cleaned, you know?
So when you were looking for money to do drugs, you had first tried other things?
No, I'm saying like, no, I didn't. But that's like the joke of it all. He thought like, why didn't you offer something else first? Of course I did. You know, but
what do you mean? So what did you offer?
For the cocaine, I said like, hey man, maybe you need like a lift or I can help you move or whatever I was offering to get done. And he was like, nah, man, it's got to be this, you know?
Wow.
Yeah. So, it's funny because, you know, like having done that, like blown dudes has actually like affected, like my relationships. Like I'm kind of seeing this girl now and, she was going down on me and I could tell like she didn't want to do it, you know? So I was like, oh, like you can just like stop. And she was like, why? I'm like, well, I feel like you don't want to do it. Like, I don't want to make you do it. Like, it's okay. And she got really, like really upset. And she was like, oh, do you think you could do better? I was like, look, I've done better. Okay.
You're such an idiot. That's amazing though, that you're dating and.
I'm not. Yeah. I mean, I'm seeing someone. I'm not like I'm Bumble. I'm not doing that stuff. I met someone.
I think that would be dangerous for you.
100%.
Yeah. No, but I mean, it's who knows what'll happen with this person, whatever. But I think it's cool that you're, you know, able to do that. Go out there, just take it slow.
It's been tough because I'm afraid, like I was saying, it's just like I've done that stuff.
What was your rock bottom then? What?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Well, then the second time I did that, I'd woken up. This is when it got really bad because I woke up in some guy's house and passed out. And I never passed out because I thought like, oh, I didn't get my cocaine because I passed out, you know? So I wake up and I'm like, hey, man, I got to get my coke. And he was like, what are you talking? This guy was like confused. He looked at me and said, what are you talking about? He's like, I just met you out, told you how great you were, and you just like came over. I was like, holy shit.
You're like, it's not even for the coke anymore.
So I'm gay for compliments too. You know what I mean? Like this, when that's a thing though, here's the thing is that, you know, as men, like women's beauty is held very high. Women are judging their beauty and how beautiful they are and that's how they're valued. And no one fucking gives a shit about men. No one, you know, no one ever... hey, you're a good looking dude or this or that, like that doesn't matter. But like, I mean, there's a lot, I mean, it feels good when someone's like, hey, Mike, you look handsome or you look good or this or that. Like, I mean, men still appreciate that too. I'm not saying, you know, so I feel like women are valued too much and men aren't valued enough.
You're talking about appearance though, not because appearance. In other ways.
Yes,
but appearance. You were looking for
it. Just felt
love
good.
In a sense.
Sure,
yeah.
sure, 100%. And that, like, you know, I kind of got like how a woman might feel of like, oh wow, like
you were looking for attention.
Yeah,
yeah.
Wow, he was into me. That was cool, man. I like that feeling. You know what I mean? As weird as that sounds, like that's how I felt at that moment.
Yeah.
Man, it was like tough too because like I would tell friends as I was getting more sober, I'd be like, oh yeah, yeah, it's crazy, man. I jerked off a dude. They'd be like, yeah, it's all right. And I would like test out the waters a little bit and be like, oh, they didn't judge me on that. Great. I was so scared, you know. I remember sorry.
No, it's okay.
I told my buddy, like, H. Foley about all this stuff. And I was, like, so scared I was going to get judged and, you know, made fun of and stuff. He was, like, so great, man. He's like, hey, man, I don't care if you want to bang dudes or what, you know. He's like, it's cool. I don't, you know, I love you, man, no matter what you do. And that was, like, really good to hear because... I was really scared to, like, admit that stuff and just be honest about it, you know? And that was really nice to him, and he's a really nice guy, and it really helped me, you know, because I was afraid that, like, maybe some of my guy friends wouldn't be friends with me anymore and stuff, you know? But they were all, like, really supportive.
you know.
And you were carrying all that weight.
And like, alone. Yeah, like Emma was real supportive and like, hey, if you want to be gay, like you're fine, you know. And like, I literally thought I was, you know, and yeah.
We must have been so confused because that's happening and then you're taking so many substances that you probably just didn't know which end
was up.
It was
insanity.
Up. Yeah.
Complete insanity. Like, I mean, waking up and saving a little Coke for the morning and then having a drink and then being like, whoo, and then, you know, and then how it really happened was I was going to the gym to like sweat out all the booze because I wanted to stay, like I couldn't function with like all that stuff in my system. And there was a guy at the gym who I met in the sauna. And I don't know why, but like one day you're just in there and he's like, I said like, hey, how you doing? Like I never talked to anyone in there really too. Yeah. And he's like, good, how you doing? And I was just like, honest. I'm like, oh, I'm sweating out the Coke from last night. And he's like, oh, I've been there. I'm like, oh, this guy gets me, you know? Mm-hmm. So we started talking and I'm like, I did this and like kind of bragging in a way, you know, childish. And he's like, oh, I've been there. I've done that. And I'm like, oh, this guy gets me, you know? I saw him a couple of times and, you know, he was a cool dude. And then like, you know, I saw him for like a week maybe. And then like one day he was like, man, at this rate. Yeah. He's at this rate, like he'll be dead in like 6 months.
Wow.
I was like, fuck. Yeah. It probably will be. You know? So I went and got some help and, you know, I have the tools now to not suck any more dicks.
You're such an ass. That's how you end that. Man.
But no, it was tough, man. Like that conversation with Foley was
life-changing.
Was really life-changing, man. To know that someone, thank you, that someone was supportive of me. Because that's a big fear, I think, with a lot of men and guys. And, you know, even to this day, I feel kind of less like a man in a way. You know, whatever that means, I feel less than. In that sense, I kind of have the same feeling when I felt less than with my dyslexia. I kind of got over that, and I've actually done a lot of exercises and to help me improve. And since I've been sober, it's actually really improved. Tom Cruise has dyslexia, by the way. Just saying. And
just one of the many similarities.
And that's how I felt after that. I felt really less than. That was a feeling of that I don't really like. You know, like I always had like very low self-worth. You know, like whenever I drank, I really wanted just to die. You know, like I wanted to just, I wouldn't stop. I was doing it to where the point I would die, you know? That was all so quick. It was all just so quick of just madness and like, what am I doing? You know? But with that conversation, like really, really helped.
It was the first step to knowing that it was okay to be you, even though you were in a place that you were so confused about, felt so much shame over. But having a good friend be like, it's okay, man, I accept you, was the first step of being like, oh, okay, I don't have to hide in the dark with this.
Yeah, I don't have to. And there was another, it's funny too, there was actually, after I talked to that guy at the gym, I'm not going to name his name, there's a comic who I didn't even really know really well. Maybe saw him once or twice. I don't think he even knew my name. But I remember after I talked to that guy in the gym, like a day later, I was, you know, contemplating like, fuck, what am I going to do? You know, I am going to die if I keep on doing this. And I saw him and this comic and I remember just being like, yeah, he's like, what's up with you? Same shit. I was like, nah, not much, man.
been banging trannies, doing coke all night, and I'm thinking about I'm gonna fucking die. This comic looked at me and he was just like, is this, like, he was I thought he was mad.
Yeah.
He's like, are you for real? I've been like, yeah, why? And he's like, you're not messing with me? I'm like, no. And he's like, I've been you before, man.
Wow.
He's like, I've done all that shit. You need help. And like, we talked and like, I was like, oh God, that was, you know, I don't know why I chose. Maybe that was my higher power to open up to that guy as well. But yeah.
Well, you know, when you finally came to me, I won't give too many details of when or what, you know, I had no idea. I knew it was, you were going through a really tough time and I knew something, you know, was going on. And a part of me, I didn't know it was that, you know, I was taking some distance a bit because I didn't know, I felt something was going on in a spirally place and I didn't know if you wanted help or not. So I didn't want to impose and, you know, it was a really, and then finally when you opened up to me, it was really beautiful because you were in a place where you were finally wanting to deal with it. And I've just been in awe of your bravery with sharing your story and your yearning to heal this stuff. And it takes time to really, really get to the depths of the root of these things. But I think you're so inspiring. And I guess the part that still kills me is when you say that you feel like less of a man, because it's so funny how we define what that means, you know?
Yeah.
Because to me, you're the epitome of what that means to be a man. And it's someone who claims their truth and fights for the light and is honest and willing to grow and also help other people. And I think ultimately that's why you're coming on to share, is to heal it for yourself, because you know the listeners have been wanting to hear from you and you want to say like, hey, I'm here. And I think there are so many people who can relate. It might not be the same story, obviously, but we all have these things, you know, and there are different extremes. But I think a lot of us feel alone and we feel ashamed of what we're going through. But if only we started...
A lot of shame I felt.
Yeah.
A lot of just like shameful every day. It was just like a constant fear and anxiety and shame of what I did. And then it was like, well, you know how you get rid of that? Do it again.
Yeah.
Then do it again.
You were slowly then killing yourself. Do it again.
Slowly. And there, you know what's funny? Not funny, but I was going on Craigslist looking for, I think, I don't know, already had hooked up with the dude or some nature, but I was looking for cocaine and to hang out with the guy, and this was just easier. This is just easier. So I was emailing people who were looking for girls, and I would be like, hey, what's up? Like, you know, you want to hang out? We can get some coke or whatever. Like, I'll jerk you off. You jerk me off. We'll get some coke, whatever, man. Fuck it. Let's party, you know? Yeah. And I wasn't even using like a fake email address. I was using like my, like a headshot, Mike Cross, like just know
you
me.
You were just like, hold fuck on. It.
I didn't even realize I was doing that. This is where it gets better. It was like 5 a.m. Someone got back to me and they're like, hey man, I know you. I'm a working comic. I see you all the time.
Wow.
I was like, and I didn't even, and then I was like, I just immediately got off the internet. Like it didn't happen. And then like I looked at it in the morning. Wonder who that was.
You don't even know?
No, because they didn't give me their name. They didn't. Yeah, they don't. They just. So there's some. Like, I thought about that, like, such anxiety. Like, there's some guy out there, a comic, who, and it's like, who gives a fuck? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, I don't know who that is. I always kind of want to know who that was.
Well, the interesting thing is.
But he, on, just to clarify, he wasn't looking for men. He was looking for women. I don't want to.
And you just were like, or me. You know what? You know the guy Tom Cruise? It's not him. It's something better.
100%. So I want to make that clear. I don't want this guy thinking that I'm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you didn't give any names because you don't even know the name.
Sure, but I just in general, right. I want to get
you get that him he wasn't looking info. For men.
Yes, I don't want him to. I don't want him to think if he knows who he
got
is.
It.
Obviously,
that you had it twisted. Well, the cool thing about when you claim your truth the way you're doing it is that no one can really hold anything over your head anymore, right? They can't be like, oh, I know your secret, because you're like, yeah, it's not a secret anymore. I'm not holding on to it in the dark as if I need to be ashamed, you know?
Yeah.
And I know you're still working through the shame and the guilt you feel, but I really don't think there's anything to be ashamed over. And I think you are doing such amazing,
like, you know what,
emotional work.
Yeah. I'm being honest, like, I'm scared because I always like thought Joe was real cool.
Santa Gatto?
Yeah. And I don't want him to think that, like, I have any, like, I get in my head. So now I think, now I get worried, like, oh, fuck, does he think I want to bang him now? Even though I don't, but like,
well, first of all, I don't think Joe's a listener.
But that's the kind of stuff right. that I'm worried about now.
Right. But suppose Joe did listen somehow.
Sure.
If somehow he did take it as that, that's not your problem.
You're right.
Do you get
I know,
what I'm saying? And I get it. And I get, we all do that. Like, we care still about what other people think, but like the right people are going to stay by your side. And the people who aren't meant to won't. And that stuff can change. It's ebbs and flows. Mm. But ultimately, you're doing what's best for you. And you're a star. You know, and I know that you look up to certain people and you'd feel whatever if they no longer wanted to be around you. Or if somehow Joe was like, oh, God, you know, when Mike complimented me, he like meant it. Or, you know, suppose someone does take it like that. You can't worry about those things. That's like worrying about, oh, my gosh, is a comet going to hit the earth in a week? We only have so much control, and you're doing everything you can. You already have. You've turned your life around. You know, I remember, I don't want to give any dates, but I just remember when I finally found out what was happening. You know, it was a miracle, because from that moment when you kind of stated it,
yeah,
you know, in the way you did, I've only seen you trying harder and harder to get healthy in all areas.
Yeah, mind,
sobriety,
body.
Exactly. Mind, body, soul. And, mm-hmm. you know, we don't talk all the time, but when we do, it just sounds like you're really working on your awareness and healing, and that you don't want to go back to that place, and you've fallen in love with yourself again.
And like the fear's gone. Like the fear of, like I was saying before, of like, being in situations and being like, did I say the right thing, or did I do? I'm over that, man.
I'm like, we can't care about that stuff.
No,
all
of course.
Of us.
I'm saying
everyone.
All of us. Yeah, but I'm saying like, once I let go of all that stuff, I've been better in stand up. It's gotten way stronger, more work. You know what I mean? Like everything has kind of like been better in the sense of personal growth has like helped. You know.
Well, I think, you know, whether or not people know your story, you're vibrating at such bravery, for real, that people want to be around that. They're like, oh my God, this person is speaking his truth in a way that most people are scared to. And he has this story that's so rich and unique, and it's filled with so many emotions that, of course, you're going to be getting more work and people are going to want to be around you, because before you were holding so much in. And even if people aren't exactly sure what's going on, people can pick up on things. We're animals. So we know on the very base level when something's a little quote unquote off. And that's why I think there was even a little bit of space before I found out. I knew something.
Sure.
I didn't know. Clearly, if I knew, I would have reached out and been there.
Yeah, I didn't really tell.
But I was just like, okay, you know, I felt distance between us. I felt there was an offness. Something was going on. And then immediately, it was so funny, like when you were ready to share it and work through it, it's just like, I feel like the right people were able to be let in, like H. Foley, me, Emma, you know, were like able to be there once you were ready to let support in. But before, you were in such a dark place and you thought you couldn't share it. You really created this thing accidentally of aloneness. I am alone in this world. And you were slowly dying.
And that guy at the gym was huge, man.
Yeah.
And he's been sober. And I talked to him quite frequently. He's a,
still?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
yeah,
great.
He's a great
I love
buddy
that.
Of mine. I like that guy. He's awesome, man. And it was so funny.
Is he our age or?
He's older.
Okay.
It's so funny. He talks to me, he goes, man, he goes, you didn't even notice what a mess you were. You know, you thought, he's like, I knew what this was. I knew that was a higher power bringing you to me to get a little sober up. To sober up a little bit. He's like, but you didn't
you
know
came
that.
In bragging.
I thought it was cool.
hey, what's up, man? Did an 8-ball last night, whatever. You know what I mean? Like, thinking about, you know? And he was just like, man, you didn't even get it, you know? And then when he said that to me, that was huge. That was like, boom. You have...
He's kind of like an angel to have been 100%. Able to spot that, hear you say that, still relate to you, because he didn't hear you say that and make you feel less than.
Sure.
But to hear that, know what was going on, and kind of help, he said what you needed to hear. Because it makes me sad. I'm like, oh man, I wish I could have known and said the right thing. Because I do think I caught you one day at a comedy club, and you were semi-bragging about some stuff. I had no idea the extent.
I remember what you told me, and you said, yeah.
What did I say?
Along the lines of, you're better than that. And that was huge, Kate. Thank you. I love you. Thank you very much.
No, I'm trying not to cry now. But
those are,
I remember seeing
you
said, that night, and it was tough because we were around a lot of other comics.
Yeah.
And most of them were almost like rooting you on in the chaos.
And that was a thing of need, of a need to be liked, a need to be thought funny, a need to be part of the crew. Oh, that guy's fucking crazy, huh? You know?
And I just remember they were all kind of like, and when I tried to say like, no, I remember saying something like, you're in pain. Like, this is not,
it's not good.
This isn't like, yay. This is, you know, and they started making fun of me, of course.
Yeah.
So it was like a weird place because I was trying to be there for you. But I was almost like, Mike, if you want to tell me, can't tell me in front of all these comics. Cause you know what I mean? Like,
well, I think it's,
just because I was trying to be there for you while getting heckled by other comics. Like, he's just having a good time.
Yeah.
And I could see in your eyes. Once again, I had no idea the extent.
Because I would only give bits and pieces because I was scared. You can't tell, like, who am I going to tell? Yeah, so I blew a dude last night, huh? Shit got weird. They'd be like, what the fuck? You know what I mean?
I think even then they would have been like, whatever.
No, of course. But I'm saying, but it's more socially acceptable.
Yeah.
It's more socially acceptable for you to go make out with the chick than it is for me to make out with the dude.
No, 100%. I'm saying it's a shame that we live in a culture where I was trying in that moment.
100%.
To say, when I said, like, you're better than this, I didn't mean, like, in a judgment way.
I get it.
I see your soul. This is not...
What are you doing to yourself?
Yeah, and it's a shame that most people were like calling me essentially a pussy and saying like, leave you alone. You're just having fun, you know, but that's where we live, is like being sensitive, doing healing work isn't quote unquote popular. You know, there's this like popular thing if you suck it up and you just, I don't know. So, but yeah, other than that moment, I hadn't really seen you either that much, which makes sense. But like I said, I'm just so impressed with how far you've come. And you even got to meet my spiritual teacher.
Oh, I like her.
Yeah, and she loves you because Mike has come to a couple of my healing events, including the Going Deep thing.
Yeah, it was great.
And
good. Yeah, please.
Well, you've really, I mean, that's also what kind of blew me away, is that you were, you know, I've invited a lot of people to the Going Deep events and Synchronicity, and people say they want to come and then they don't show up. And it's because, you know, it's a very intense event. Yes, there's laughing, but it's mostly going really deep into these things and getting ready to heal. And a lot of people are really scared to go there. And it really surprised me and awed me at how much you go to these things and share and really want to heal. And that's when I kind of was like, whoa. You know, I was like, Mike's fucking real deal. Like, he's not scared of it. You know, it's not easy for him, but he wants this. He wants to grow. He doesn't want to be stuck in this place of a lot of pain. And, you know, yeah. So I'm just so grateful.
Those events were very helpful. I mean, besides the other work I had done on myself and I'm doing it myself, your events and your spiritual guidance and Elaine's was eye-opening. It meant a lot to be there and to share. And sometimes it just feels better to just, in general, to say things aloud.
Yeah.
To not, like, you know, So I appreciate you having me at those. You know,
I was so happy to
have
you.
You're like a guru up there. You're like a guru, okay?
I love you.
You are, man. It's freaking awesome.
Every time I sit up there, I'm like, why the fuck am I sitting here? You know what I mean? I'm like, I get up there and for a second, I'm like, who the fuck am I? You know, and like, you'd say, like, one time I had like a hole in my spandex, you know, which is so me. And I'm just like, I'm just a fucking person. And then I'd settle into it and be like, no, like, I have some stuff to say and I study this stuff. I mean, this is my, more so than comedy, the spiritual and the healing work is my shit, because right now there are so many people walking around in pain and they don't know the next step. They don't know how to release it. And I just feel like there's nothing cooler than us sharing our struggles together and realizing that it can get better. And ultimately the path is to being more of our true selves and allowing ourselves to be human, allowing ourselves to fall and get back up over and over again. This being a human is not about being perfect.
Being grateful too.
Oh God. And I'm just grateful for you. I'm grateful to be alive.
See, I'm grateful for everything. The fact I got two legs, I can walk to the store. That's huge. That keeps me sane. The fact that I can
little moments,
like I always think about, like, you know, obviously I don't think about what they're doing or who's that. I just am focusing on me. And you know what's crazy? Like sometimes if I do find myself like thinking about other things that don't even involve me, I'll literally close my eyes for like 30 seconds and just have darkness and be like, wow, and open them up and be like, I am so grateful I can see. That's such a gift that I can see. Because some people can't.
Yeah.
Dude, I remember one time I was talking to someone about earlier in my sobriety about I wasn't being grateful. I was little mini freak out. Why me? Why do I got to do that? Why that? As I'm walking to the store, I'm with a friend. As I'm walking to the store, a big pole had fell. And that could have hit either one of us, both, you know, in the face, lost an eye. We could have been hit in the head, fell into the street, died. You know, I remember thinking, like, literally after I got off the phone with someone about how I'm not being grateful, and I was like, wow, what a sign that was to, hey man, be grateful. You could have just died or lost an eye or whatever it was could have happened.
I'm getting emotional, but yeah, it's a funny thing. Cause I was saying in the last episode, I got the stomach virus last week, and when you're feeling that sick, it's awful. But when you get better, just being able to breathe, just being able to eat, cause I was, you're just like, oh man, you know, it's such a gift to be alive and for new beginnings, you know? And I listen to you and I, you know, have other friends who've really gone to dark places and they just kept fighting for themselves. I remember when I was in a really dark place years ago, like right after my divorce, I just remember feeling like, man, I don't know how to get out of this. It felt like you're in quicksand, you know?
Sure.
And I'm just so grateful for that fire that's within us, that even in those moments where you know you don't have the strength to get out of it, it just kept me going. Like somehow it stayed alive. Like even when I thought, you know what? I can't do it this month. I'm just going to survive. I'm going to eat shitty mac and cheese. But like in a month, just even one day, if I feel a little better, I'm going to make some movement forward. And I'm just so grateful for those second chances and new beginnings for you, for me, for everyone. And I don't know. It's just, I love that people are opening up more and sharing their stories because we're not alone. You just have to be willing to let support in. And there are so many groups out there too. Because I know therapy is always good for people. Like I know some people might not have health insurance, so it's too expensive, but there are tons of groups out there, whether it's AA. They have so many different types. They have sex and love addicts. Yeah. They have Alcoholics Anonymous, Al-Anon. Look them all up. Codependence Anonymous. Mm-hmm. Like,
there's a group for everything. And they're so helpful.
And they're free. And it's a community. And, you know, you're not alone. You know, you're not alone. I'm not alone. And whoever's listening is not alone, even if you feel like you are. And, Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I think we have to wrap it up, but it's like, I want to end on like the most beautiful quote ever. And I'm just like, ah. Hey,
this was, I didn't been on in like, how long have I not been on here? Usually I'm like the peppy, hey, what's up, Kate? Hey,
I know.
Joe, what's up? Then it's like, I was sucking dick one night.
No, this was important. And no, sure. We'll have you on again where we can get into, you know, the lighter topics. But
sure.
Do you want to end on anything? We kind of have to wrap it up.
I want to end on a couple things. One, I love you. You're a dear friend. Thank you. You've been a huge support. You know, I'm really grateful you're my friend. Thank you for having me. That means a lot. And also to your fans. Like, you have such loyal fans. Like, when I got on here, I had zero Twitter followers. I think I got Twitter that day, and I was like, hey, what's up, Joe? I got Twitter. Then I got like 400 the next day, and they're all your fans. And that was because of you being on here on your podcast. So that, I mean, I know that sounds whatever, but I mean, you guys are great. Whoever listens to this, and you're great, and...
The listeners, I have to say, my listeners, you know, the people who listen, they're fucking amazing.
They lift
me up, and the people like you and Nathan, you know, they're so kind. And, you know, I know I'm crying. Right?
No, of course. No, you have.
But I'm just so grateful. I'm grateful for the support of the listeners. I'm grateful for you. And I'm so happy to continue to get to watch you grow and evolve, and who knows what you're going to take. Who knows? Like, you might have one of the most successful books of all time. Who knows what you're going to create? You might be going to schools and giving speeches to kids about it. But it's just, I'm like I said, I'm very inspired by you, and I can't wait to see you continue.
You as
to
well.
Grow.
You, I can't wait to go into the next Going Clear.
It's not Going Clear. That's a Scientology.
Fuck, that's right.
You just made that into a cult. You're like, and you know, join what? Kate Scientology. She's really good with her cult.
We were talking about, I just rewatched that with Tom Cruise.
No, go. There's a whole new Scientology thing out with Leah Remini.
That's great.
Yo, Scientology's
phenomenal.
Fucked
Wait,
up.
What is the event called again?
Going Deep.
Going Deep. I apologize. Deep. Well, no, I got it. Sound like I know. Said it way wrong.
Guys, it's January 11th and...
Very cool.
Actually, I wonder if it'll... No, yeah, it'll... It hasn't... It's January 11th, and Mike normally comes to all of them.
Yeah.
So.
Big fan. Well, Kate, I love you. Thank
Where can
you
they follow
much.
You?
Please follow me, and I will follow right back, especially if you're an invasion of privacy listener.
What is it? What's your handle?
At Mike Cross Comedy, Twitter, at Mike Cross Comedy, Instagram.
Yeah. Find them on both.
Yeah.
And this, we record at Pinch Studios. It's amazing.
Dude,
literally,
this place is so awesome.
It's the best. The energy's the best. The actual building's the best.
Yeah.
You can't compare. The sound quality is amazing. If you want to do a podcast here, or if you want to even record musical stuff, I think there's a better way to phrase that. But
yeah, I don't know anything, but it's
pinchrecording.com. Cool. They're amazing. It's run by Scott and Emilio, and they're family. They're the most amazing people. I have a Patreon account, and I would love if you guys could support me. Even $1 a month really makes a difference in my life.
I'm gonna do a dollar when I get out the fuck. I swear to God.
Well, I would appreciate even your dollar a month, Mike. It means a lot to me.
Hey, man.
So yeah, find me on there. It's like,
because what you
Patreon.com. Thank you.
Yeah.
/ the Kate Wolf. And yeah, ultimately, I feel like my mission is to do this healing / comedy work. And to bring communities of people together in this, so we can actually create a different kind of earth where we are holding each other up and supporting each other instead of all of these wars and comparing ourselves to each other and thinking that for me to be good, you have to be down. We can all rise up together.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And yeah, if you want a tarot card reading, it's kwolf27@gmail.com and Twitter @ the Kate Wolf, and same with Instagram. You guys are amazing. Thank you.
Thank you
so much for joining
for
us on this
me.
Journey of a podcast. Love you. Bye.